I want to go back into some of the trials that you were talking about, but just again, just sort of taking more of a macro point of view. You know, we started doing programs on ovarian cancer, I think about a year ago, and I got several emails from docs saying, you know, what else is new besides bevacizumab? All you're talking about is bevacizumab. Has anything else happened in the last 20 years in ovarian cancer, or is anything happening that looks as promising for the future? Anything else that's kind of similar interest out right now in terms of clinical research? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that we will see more advancement in ovarian cancer as we get a better sense of the genetic changes that go along. So the basic science research is going to drive new drug development. And just like in breast cancer, where you have identification of targets that you can use drugs against, where they've, you know, HER2 positive breast cancer is a highly treatable cancer. We don't yet have that target in ovary cancer. And there are drugs that are looking at, again, the VEGFR, the VEGF receptors, in terms of blocking them and inhibiting them, PI3 kinase inhibitors, folic acid receptor inhibitors. I mean, these are all drugs that are being used in small phase 2 trials and are showing some promise.
Anything close enough that there's even discussion about the possibility of phase 3?
So currently in Europe, ICON 6 is going on. And ICON 6 is basically patients who have platinum sensitive recurrence receive carboplatin Taxol or carboplatin Taxol plus a drug called cediranib or Rescentin. It's AZD2171. And that blocks VEGF receptors 1, 2, and 3. So that is a randomized phase 3 study that is placing into the armamentarium a biologic.
And you've done some work with that drug, haven't you?
Exactly. That's correct.
Can you talk a little bit about that and whether you think that maybe this study might turn out positive?
So again, that data was presented at ASCO this year. We showed a clinical benefit rate of over 30%. So it's definitely an active drug. And how it will work in platinum-sensitive disease, how it will work in upfront cancer. It's a different drug than bevacizumab. Bevacizumab has a very long half-life, so bevacizumab can't really be used as a neoadjuvant drug pre-surgery, but AZD2171 or cediranib has a very short half-life. So it can be used, stopped, and then somebody can go to surgery. So it has more movability into different treatment realms.
You actually saw some responses with that agent.
We definitely did see responses, absolutely, yes.
What about side effects and toxicity?
So again, paralleling the bevacizumab experience, hypertension, fatigue, and then diarrhea. And we definitely see high TSHs. So we see the development of hypothyroidism or at least hypothyroid conditions in about a month. You'll see the TSH rise within a month.
And I guess I think that agent's being looked at in colon cancer and some other
Correct.
Tumors too.
And in lung cancer as well in Canada.
Right.